The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm your co-host this morning, certified financial planner professional Tony Nafar, joined in the studio by Doug Neal, another certified financial planner, Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant here with us as well, and Craig Montana running the studio for us. You know, it just kind of made me think. You got three terrific, experienced financial planners here in the studio. And then we have Craig,
who's pretty experienced now.
Who at this point knows almost as much as we do.
Yeah. I was just going to say, Craig's had plenty of exposure here to financial planning, so you know, he probably go out and hang up a shingle somewhere.
Well, you know, this is not a sports show, but I guess we can compare.
Be careful.
Being really high and being and having a big crash.
Yes.
To some things that went on this weekend.
Oh, man, I know.
Unbelievable.
Well, we try to avoid the real high, low, crashing stuff here. We've been doing all this stuff for a long time. And by the way, we love it when you call in with a question because that makes us have to work our brains even more during the program, and you're always welcome to call during the show while we're on the air, or if you're shy, you can always call during the commercial break, and a lot of you do that. Not that I blame you. We don't want anybody to know it's you, possibly. Here's the number, by the way. We have a private line just for use during the program for you. No one else will hear you if you call during a break on the number, which is 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. Well, things can be more and more taxing, including our taxes. We don't want them to be as taxing for you. So we're going to have a little tax talk.
Yeah, it's that time of year again.
Mm-hmm. And there are some of you who might be able to file your return using one of those whiz-bang online programs sponsored by some folks that you probably know and have heard of. Did you know you can do that for free? Yeah, we'll talk about how you can get that done when we come back from this break. So in the meantime, got a question or two? Glad to help you out right now. If you want to call us on our private line, we're letting the mamas and the papas sing us into the break here. So while all this stuff is playing on the air and the commercials, if you're shy, give us a call now. Great opportunity. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group.
Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me?
It's that time of year again. Time for the annual food drive benefiting Bread Partners of Washington County at Cruzy Village. Hi, this is Coy Fontenot, and the boxes are out and ready for your donations. This year we'll be accepting canned goods from now until January 15th, 2020. Come by and drop off your donations at 1700 East Stone Street, right here in Brenham, Texas. Let's help those less fortunate in Washington County this Christmas season. Thank you for your donation.
At Brenham LP Gas, your comfort is their business. Specializing in safe, clean, efficient, and economical propane, Brenham LP Gas has been in business serving the community since 1945. Let them show you Rheem and Rinnai heaters, space heaters, and a variety of outdoor cookers and burners. They even have boiling pots to fit your needs. At Brenham LP Gas, they care. And they offer prompt delivery and service to almost anywhere. Stop by Brenham LP Gas at 302 West Main in Brenham or call 979-836-2331 for safe, clean, efficient, and economical propane and propane appliances.
Wouldn't you like a beautiful smile to share with confidence? At Brenham Orthodontics, Dr. Troy Gore specializes in braces, including Invisalign. Brenham Orthodontics creates beautiful smiles for all ages at 1704 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. They accept most insurance plans and offer flexible in-house financing. They also see patients in Belleville, Columbus, and Giddings. Visit online at BrenhamOrthodontist.com for a healthy, confident smile and to schedule your complimentary consultation.
Los Cabos Mexican Grill and Steakhouse is Brenham's most popular dining tradition. Experience a delicious fusion of Texas and Old Mexico with the very best in fajitas, steak, shrimp, enchiladas, and enormous tacos al carbon wrapped in their handmade tortillas. Monday through Friday, lunch specials come with free chili con queso from 11 till 2. Their famous Sunday prime rib will melt in your mouth as you enjoy the best margaritas around. Have a wedding or special event? Los Cabos can cater it. Stop in up on the hill at 2800 Highway 36 South across from Walmart. Los Cabos, open daily in Brenham.
Hear the saving message of Jesus Christ at Champion Fellowship every Sunday at 9 and 10:45 a.m. Champion Kids Nursery and Kids Church, along with Bible study for youth and adults, is available during both services. Spanish translation headsets are available at both times. Find out more about what's going on at Champion Fellowship online at championfellowship.org or call 979-277-9090. Champion Fellowship. Love God. Love others. Share Christ.
KWHI is where the news comes first. I'm Josh Bloschke, news director for KWHI. We are committed to bringing you the best news coverage. If news happens in Brenham, Washington County, or the surrounding counties, KWHI will be there bringing you the latest information. With local headlines at the top of every hour following ABC News and three major newscasts every day at 7:30, noon, and 5, you'll always stay up to date on the latest news. That's right here on KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7, where the news comes first.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with a couple of members here of the Money Makeover team from Neil Financial Group. And by the way, if there's a topic we're touching on today, or if you've got other questions, financially speaking, do not hesitate to call our office as well. We do answer questions, or if you want to come in for the free review, bring what's on your mind. It is confidential. And it is absolutely 100% totally free. And all we ask, really, actually, we do have a slight thing we do, which is if you came in and had good experience, which we think you will, you tell somebody else about the show. Wow.
That's your cost.
That's your cost.
Yep.
So here's our phone number at the office. If you want to come by, take advantage of all this. You should be getting a lot of your 1099s and other documents from your workplace and investments and all that other stuff.
Year-end statements should be coming probably next week would be my guess. Or maybe this week, but usually.
This week, next, yeah.
Probably more next week. You start getting your investments year-end statements.
Right. So it's going to be time for you to be able to just easily put those things in a little notebook or a folder or something and bring them with you. And then you can take a good determination, a good look at all kinds of different possibilities, including talking about taxes. How can you do better, right, on your tax situation, all that. Pre-review, here's our phone number for that. 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. Now, some of you may not know that the window has been opening now for you to be able to start preparing your taxes for free online. Now, are there some things to know? Yes. First of all, you have to be within the $69,000 a year or less income.
Is that household income?
Yeah, that's your household income. $69,000 or less, right? That's your adjusted gross income before you can use some of these tax prep online services. And we're talking some of the big ones like TurboTax, H&R Block. They have to, under this government program, offer that as a free service. So eligible taxpayers can start using the program. And the thing is that the IRS won't start processing returns until about January 27th. Okay.
Yeah, I have some friends who, you know, one of the things that they do is accountants or CPAs is they do tax returns. Mm-hmm. And they talk about the fact that starting this month, they're pretty busy for the next 3 months. But it's kind of interesting because they start getting calls. They've already started getting calls about doing tax returns. And as you just said, the IRS really doesn't process them until
the 27th of January.
Mm-hmm. So even if you get it in, you're not getting that money back if you're getting a refund.
Yeah, it's going to take a little bit of time.
Yeah.
All right. But at least if you want to get on there, get started, and you're at $69,000 a year or below on your adjusted gross income, you can access these tax preparation programs that usually going to charge you. If you make within that income range, you can do it for free and file for free.
That's kind of a double-edged sword. If you're computer literate, those work pretty good.
Yep.
But some of them have a phone number to call, but that's why it's kind of nice to go sit across from somebody who's going to take care of you.
Yeah, and especially if you've got investment accounts and you got all these, you know, if you've got rental property, I mean, all these kind of things, I'm sorry, that's not for the faint of heart or non-CPAs and stuff, because it's tough. It's tough to make sure you're getting all your deductions, doing it right, you know.
Or little nuances.
Well, what's interesting is you say that it's $69,000 in adjusted gross income. Well, there is a procedure to get the adjusted gross income number, because the adjusted gross income generally is not going to be what your gross income is.
Mm-hmm.
So getting to the AGI. And as you had said, Doug, this is, if you're computer literate, these are things that you can do. But what do we always say? This is a really old saying when it comes to computer programs, is garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah.
You know, and so you're talking about your individual tax return, and you certainly do not want garbage coming out.
No, that can be very costly.
That can
garbage.
Be very costly.
Yeah, the pickup on that is coming just from you. So be careful if you are going to do that, but just wanted to give you the word that apparently the door is open on that online, on some of those tax preparation websites.
That's really a kind of pretty good deal, because with the new standard deduction of, what, over $12,000 roughly
each?
Well, that's $24,000 that you get off your income without even trying to itemize or that's a lot of deduction. So,
yeah, I mean, $24,000 can easily pop people down in that, you know, $65,000 to $69,000 range,
right,
even
it,
with a average two income household.
And it makes it pretty easy then if you're a W-2 employee. Probably don't have that much in contributions and interest on the house and stuff. $24,000, that's pretty huge. And so kind of neat program. It doesn't cost you to file your taxes or programs.
So for those of you who use the basics there and can take advantage of the big standard deduction and just basically file your return and that's it, wow.
That's pretty good deal. But there again, usually don't have anybody to talk to about it.
So anyway, but that starts today. And again, processing by IRS doesn't start until, so the document here says, about January 27th.
So do the providers for that, like TurboTax and H&R Block, do you have to go to their websites to see, to start that process?
Yeah, you do. I'm assuming if you're... You know, in one of the big store chains, and they've got a little kiosk there, you can probably stop by and ask people as well who are employed by them. And maybe they can give you the exact website to go to or part of the website or something like that. Probably volunteer some of that information for you. Right?
So they're not required to do it for free if you go and see them?
No, not as far as I'm reading in this. It's the online.
The online is for free.
Which makes sense. It doesn't cost them much, if anything.
Yeah. I mean, you just got people, you know, using your online apparatus there. So just be careful. If you've got a basic return, though, hey, not too bad. All right. Income tax time, though, as we're looming on this, Doug and I have some, some little income tax tips here this morning, too.
There's some things to watch out for. Some of them you can still do for 2019. Some of them you can't.
Mm-hmm.
You got to look. But for 2020,
right.
These are some things you may want to consider doing. I was working with a client, and he's taking his required minimum distributions now for the second year. And he decided to, because of the new law, once you started, you still have to continue on at 70 and a half. But he wants to make charitable distributions, and you can do that directly from your IRA to the charitable institution. Well, he had like six or seven that he wanted to do. And so right now we have to do, I think, six individual forms, because you got to put the name and address of the institution so we know where to send a check.
Mm-hmm.
And the check goes from his account directly to the institution. So he's sending basically cash. Well, one thing that you may want to consider, if you have something in securities, not in an IRA necessarily, because that all comes out as ordinary income, but I know we've got a lot of people that have stock that they've had forever.
Mm-hmm.
Tends to be Coca-Cola and Exxon.
Yeah. What's with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That just seems to be a case. People have that securities and hang on to it for a long time. They didn't pay hardly anything for it. Maybe they inherited it a long time ago. Well, if you want to make a charitable gift, why not gift the security that you maybe paid $10 for and it's worth $50 now? Because the market value on the date of the gift is what the deduction is for. Not that if you sell the stock at $50 a share, it's hypothetical, and you bought it for $10, you got a $40 capital gain there that you got to pay tax on it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you gift the stock certificates to the institution, you're gifting it to them at $50 a share, and so that's what counts as your deduction, as that $50 a share.
So instead of paying tax, capital gains tax on that $50, you go ahead and give it to the charity.
Yeah, and so that's a tool people can use if you're going to give something away and you have that particular situation.
Does that reduce your income tax or your capital gains tax?
Capital gains. Doesn't affect your ordinary income.
Nope.
See, that's where it gets, where you talk about, right. So nice to go see somebody.
Yep.
Because money that comes out of your IRA for required minimum distribution, that's ordinary income. Doesn't matter what, I mean, you might have bought that stock at $1 a share and it's, you know, you bought Apple, whatever, you know, at $5 a share and it's $300. Well, if it's in an IRA, it all comes out as taxable ordinary income.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not in an IRA, then it comes out as capital gains, different tax rates, but it's still taxable.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I like talking to somebody who does my taxes.
Just one of those things that can catch you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's very worthwhile, right, if you consider that.
Well, there's a big difference.
to seek some professional advice on some of this. What else, Doug?
Yeah, another one is gifting assets if you have a loss. Same thing. If you're going to gift some securities and you have a loss on them, you paid $50 a share for it and it's worth $10, why are you giving it? Because it's at the valuation is at the $10. It's the date that you give to the institution. That's kind of you're losing your
defeating the purpose
of deduction. So that's another just a little simple thing, but that'll cost you money. Another one that happened a lot last month had to be careful of in December is buying a mutual fund right before it pays a dividend.
Yeah, because guess what? As soon as it pays that dividend and you've just bought it and now you own it, you own that dividend payment as well. And
that's
that means
taxable to you
for so this year.
You just
for 19.
Now,
yeah.
It's not saying don't ever do that. It's just that if you're not aware, you know, why not wait? We did this for quite a few people. We waited till end of December.
Portfolios were going, okay, we don't need to do this right now. Let's wait until
after the dividend is paid, because then on a mutual fund, the share price usually drops by the amount of the dividend. So if they pay 10 cents a share, the mutual fund share price, if it's $10 a share, hypothetically, it'll be $9.90. Well, why not buy it at $9.90? Don't have the tax implications, and you bought it a little bit cheaper.
So how would somebody know that the investment that they're looking at is getting ready to pay a dividend?
And you can look online.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's all online. They have to report, especially if they're a publicly traded company, they have to report their dividend schedules and all of that.
Yeah, but see, that's one of those things. If you're investing in December, that's one of the things that you have to think about, is that's one of the questions. We always talk about knowing what questions to ask. That's one of those questions that you need to ask. Is the particular investment you're looking at getting ready to issue a dividend?
One other thing that doesn't happen too often, but it's more of the people that like to do their own investing, there's a thing called the wash sale rule, where you buy something and or sell something, the same security or the equivalent of the same security within a 30-day period, the IRS counts that as never happened.
Mm-hmm.
So if you sell it for a profit and you turn around and buy it again, It doesn't count. So that's it. So it doesn't happen too often.
But just be aware of it. I think that's the big thing.
Yeah, if you're doing your own buying and selling, be careful of that. Okay, another one. Failure to take advantage of capital loss carry forward from previous years. Because you can only deduct currently roughly $3,000 of losses against other income.
Per year.
But if you sold something and you had a $6,000 loss, well, that $3,000 loss carries forward to, if it was last year, it'd carry forward to 2020, which also would reduce your taxable income. So don't forget about that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a time limit on that?
I thought it was unlimited.
Yeah, I don't think there's a time limit.
No.
If you've got a really big loss that you can carry forward, you need to remember that you can do that for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
Yep. And the other thing is what we've talked about a lot is if you have access to a retirement plan, put money in it. It goes in before tax. And so 100% of your contribution goes to work. So you take advantage of the retirement plans.
And that comes up quite often is if I want to make a contribution to my IRA for 2019, and now it's January 2020, can I still do that?
Tick, 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 tick.
Yeah,
Tony's got her hand up.
Yeah,
you can do that. You have
up to your filing date on your tax return in April.
Right.
Have to document, though.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because the one thing that we've done, I just did that. I sent in the money for our retirement plan. Mm-hmm. And you have to write on there 2019 contribution, because the institution you send it to, the investment company, says, oh, you made a deposit in 2020.
And they're going to count it for 2020 unless you signify that it's not.
That's exactly right. The institution or wherever the money is going to has to know that's for 2019.
Yeah, so be sure you make that notation on your check on the information.
And I'd
line
make
there.
A copy of it too, just for your records.
Yeah,
I would. So you got a paper trail.
Mm-hmm. All right, some more tax tips when we come back after this break. In the meantime, you got a question or two? We certainly got more than a couple of answers for you right here with the Money Makeover team from Neil Financial Group. Give us a call. Here's our radio private line. I'm going to call us right now. It is 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
The Washington County Chamber of Commerce and Brenham Economic Development Foundation invite you to attend the 2020 Annual Banquet on Tuesday, January 28th at the Fireman's Training Center. The banquet starts with a social at 5:30 p.m., followed by a program and dinner. This year's featured speaker is Brenham native John Peters, a powerful speaker, author, and coach. The recipients of the prestigious Man and Woman of the Year Award will also be announced. Tickets are $45 per person or $500 for a reserved table for 8 guests. Available until January 21st or when sold out. Get yours in person at the Chamber office at 314 South Austin Street in Brenham or by credit card by calling 979-836-3695. Don't miss this exciting evening that celebrates our special community and its volunteer leaders on January 28th at the Fireman's Training Center. Hosted by the Washington County Chamber and Brenham Economic Development Foundation. For more information, call 979-836-3695 or visit the Chamber online at brenhamtexas.com.
American Overhead Door Company.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
American Overhead Door Company. The true American Overhead Door Company. Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. American Overhead Door Company. 6 miles north of Brenham on Highway 36. American Overhead Door Company. 979-836-4442. Remember, if it's not American, then it's not American Overhead Door Company. And go visit their showroom for your American flag.
Hello, everyone. This is Susan from Faith Mission. I am here to share with all of you about Higgins South new furniture store. Oh, my goodness. Y'all need to come check it out. We're located at 2268 South Market. It's so exciting. We have some beautiful furniture and bargains galore. And it will be the most incredible shopping experience you've ever been through. So come see us. We have everything you need to make your home so beautiful.
Do you need a tune-up? Need a check engine light on? Take your car to Myers Garage. Need work done on your brakes? Take your vehicle to Myers Garage. At Myers Garage, they take quality and customer service seriously. They're fast, they're honest, and they maintain the highest standards in the automotive industry. Every time you go, you'll know up front what to expect. So give Tommy or David a call at 836-6741 or stop by Myers Garage in downtown Brenham.
I'm Josh Bloschke, news director for KWHI Radio. There's a story you would like us to report, an incident you would like investigated, or even a new business that you know is opening soon. I invite you to let us know about it. You can contact the KWHI news staff by email, news@kwhi.com, leave a news tip on our website, kwhi.com, or call us at 979-836-3655. All news tips are welcome because we're KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7, where the news comes first.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
That's right, American woman or man, coming up on tax season. That's why we've been chatting around about that this morning on the Money Makeover Show. I'm Tony Navarre. I'm a certified financial planner, joined in the studio by Doug Neal, another certified financial planner, Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant, and, of course, Craig Montana, playing the rock and roll music for us this morning. Again, we do have a office in Houston and in Central Texas in Brenham. So if you'd like to come in for the free review, get your ducks in a row. You're starting to get your statements now, and will be over the next several weeks on your investment accounts and all of that. Do gather up these things. If you'd like to come in and have us put a couple of eyeballs or so on there for you and take a look at things, we're glad to do that. And we also love meeting you. It's always nice to get to meet the people out there who are listening.
Yeah, that's one of the fun things that we get to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
So here's our number to do that. And don't be shy about it, because we love to have you come over to the office. There's no pressure, totally free review. We want you to be coming out ahead as much as possible in your financial life for you and the people you care about. Here's our number, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. And by the way, a little plug here, for those of you who live in the Washington County area, he's scheduled to come on, Willie Dilworth, the tax assessor collector.
Yeah, I was going to say, you might recognize that name.
Yeah, Willie's supposed to be coming on the program on Wednesday of this week. So even if you can't be listening at that time, put your self to work on our little podcast. You can always pull that up later if you go.
But he'll be on Wednesday, so tune in.
Okay,
tune in.
Something I didn't know. Okay, we can't do that. Okay, so all right, tune in on Wednesday with Willie Dilworth. Last week, Jamie and I had Wendy Yates, the board-certified estate and probate attorney, on, and she was terrific, as always.
Yep.
We don't get to have her on very often, but that's part of our effort to help make our listeners even smarter than they already are.
Yeah, when it deals with finances and money, it's great to have specialists, you know, like the tax assessor.
Yeah.
I think he's kind of a specialist.
That's pretty special. Yeah.
You'll be able to call and ask questions, but you will not be able to call in and protest.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Willie will come on. We try to have him on every so often because there's always something that comes up. Maybe like the last time he was on, he talked about if you have a beekeeping operation, right? At your place. Hmm. And if you got 20 acres and fewer, you know, it's not just the big ranch operations that get to make deductions on things. But now, for people who have smaller places, hey, get yourself some bee boxes out there.
I want it to have to be bee box. I have hummingbird feeders, and one of them's a big one that's coated with bees. I don't know. I wonder if
there are rules about
that.
No, I don't think so.
They're just hanging out on your bird feeder. Not sure.
But that was interesting because we talked a lot about the different, you know, in connection with what we generally refer to as ag exemptions and wildlife exemptions. And, you know, he brought up many different ways that you can apply for different types of exemptions that affect your taxes. It was very interesting.
That's kind of like when we talk about knowing what questions to ask.
That's right.
I would never have thought of that.
Yeah, well, that's why we have Willie on.
That's right.
Go right to the horse's mouth there too, and hopefully in the next few weeks we'll also get our county judge out here again.
Yeah,
as well.
It's about time.
Updates. I wish he would tell me what's going on out there and all that dirt moving around out there, out toward the Home Depot off of 290.
We'll find out soon enough.
Okay. All right. Anyway. Let's talk a little bit about, we've been talking about taxes all morning.
Yeah, and we had a caller that made a really good point. Yeah.
He's a good listener and a good example. I didn't realize the example on the wash sale rule.
Yeah, now this is if you are buying and selling a security.
Right. And most people, I mean, you got a 30-day window either before or after that you make the sale. So if you, in this particular example, he sold some stock, which was fine, at a loss, but his company gives him stock, and he forgot about that. And so since he sold the stock and the company gave him stock, that's called a... Within that 30-day window, wash sale rule, he didn't get to write off the loss.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, that's an important point.
Yeah.
If you're automatically receiving as part of your income, or your company has an automatic stock purchase where you receive it, you know, periodically, mm-hmm. and you're selling some of that company's stock, you have to think about the wash sale rule.
Yeah, don't let that sneak up on you. And then you don't get to use the wash sale.
And so, I mean, that was a really good point made by the caller. So,
love our callers. Love all of them. Thanks. Let's talk a little bit about something else that I think is important, though, too. We've kind of gone through most of the tax stuff. And we talk a lot about the mm-hmm. tax things, too, by the way. But let's talk about something else that I know we do a lot of for many of our clients, and that is creating income streams off of your investments. Yeah. How do you line things up? What kinds of things do you consider? And for those of you who are wanting to pull an income for whatever reason, maybe you're retired or maybe you just like some more money, right, coming mm-hmm. in, you can actually build a portfolio that the real purpose behind it, besides hopefully getting a little bit of appreciation, is to create a stream of income that right now you don't have.
Yeah, it's a whole different investment strategies than when you're trying to accumulate money to get an income stream. So now you got to think a little differently.
Well, that's one of the things that you're always asked when it comes to opening an investment account is, what is your investment objective? And if your investment objective is growth, and all you're invested in is income, well, the firm that you're doing that with is going to ask some questions. You know, if you're trying to do growth, why are you only invested in income? So that's why they ask that question all the time when you open those investment accounts, is, what is your investment objective?
Now, it doesn't mean, by the way, that you can't do both.
That's correct.
Right? Yeah. So if you buy, for instance, a stock in a company, and it happens to pay a really nice dividend also, right? It doesn't mean that you shouldn't take advantage of it if the price of the stock goes up. You want that too, right? You can get that choice of, well, do I hang on to it or should I just sell it, especially if it makes a big jump, and take my gains and go on down the road, right?
Yeah, one of your investment objectives could be growth and income.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so there are a lot of things to think about when it comes, but that's why that question is always asked. But when it comes to retirement planning, generating an income stream is really important, obviously, because once you're retired, if you're not in the workforce anymore and don't plan on being in the workforce anymore, where is your income going to come from? And so you have to do income planning. Now, this is a statistic from 2016 from the U.S. Census Bureau. And it says that the median household income of Americans aged 65 to 74 at that time was $47,432 annually. So from age 65 to 74, $47,432. If you're over age 75 at that time, the median household income was $30,635.
Well, that's a big difference.
That's a big difference.
That's a big difference. And I think that when you take a look at those numbers, it's a little bit surprising and it's disturbing to think about those are the median income numbers. What is median? I mean, what is median? Median
means, have,
yeah, that means there's just as many people making
you.
More that and just as many people making less than that, which is really a better barometer of where people are at than average is. Average means that you take the total and divide by the number is the denominator, and that mm-hmm. gives you an average. An average, if you have a lot of people making the skewed towards the higher income, the average could look a lot higher than that, which isn't typical mm-hmm. for what most Americans would be at.
Yeah, if you took the average of River Oaks and Houston, that's a whole
sure.
lot different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so median is really important. So what we want to talk about then is ways that you can generate income inside of your portfolio. What are the ways, if you're going to retire, that you can generate income inside your account? Well, one of the first ways that everybody thinks of is treasury bonds.
Yeah, a lot of people do think that.
Because you got safety.
You got a lot of safety there. You're buying U.S. treasuries, and there are a lot of easy ways to buy U.S. treasuries now. And there are ways to buy them where you don't have to hold them forever and so on and so forth. But The current rate for 10-year U.S. Treasury bonds is about 2.3%.
Okay.
You know, so if you're generating income and it's at 2.3%, that's Treasury bonds. But that is one way to generate a safe stream of income is with U.S. Treasury bonds.
And not a lot of fluctuation in the value of your account.
That's correct. So, I mean, there are a lot of ways to generate income. When we come back from the break, we can talk about some more of them. But that would be one of the first places that everybody thinks of are U.S. Treasury bonds.
Okay. And then we'll talk about those a little bit more and how they play into maybe other things that you might load into an account to maybe make a little bit more money. Right. So we'll talk about all that. In the meantime, you got a question. We're coming up on a station break here for commercial. So if you have something you want to call and ask about, your voice will not be on the air. We will be the only ones hearing you if you call right now at 800-332-7879. Private conversation at 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
I couldn't bear to see what I might see. I'm really still in prison in my love. She holds the key. A simple yellow ribbon's what I need.
Plan to attend the Antique Tractor Show and Pull on Friday and Saturday, January 17th and 18th at the Wilbur Baber Memorial Complex in Hallettsville. The Texas Antique Tractor Show and Pull kickoff is an action-packed family event. Friday features the Straight Out of the Field exhibition pull at 6. So bring what you got and let's pull. Registration begins at 3 p.m. Doors open at 5 and exhibition pull begins at 6 p.m. Saturday, doors open at 8 a.m. with pull starting at 10 a.m. There will be a tractor parade at 1, a kiddie pull at 3, and new this year, a truck and tractor swap meet. Admission is $10 for age 13 and older, and hook fee is $20. Plan to attend both Friday and Saturday. There will be food and drinks and shop the wares of all the vendors. The Wilbur Baber Memorial Complex's indoor arena is located on the corner of FM 957 and County Road 200. To find out more about the Texas Tractor Pull, call 361-772-6671 or visit their website at txtractorpull.com. Then head to the Wilbur Baber Memorial Complex in Hallettsville for the Texas Antique Tractor Show and Pull.
Where do local people in Brenham go for a great burger? They go to the Dairy Bar on South Chapel Hill Street. And even when they're not hungry for a burger, they go for the delicious chicken fried steak, tacos, fish basket, or many other great tasting meals. The Dairy Bar, an old-fashioned burger shop well known for their delicious fresh food made to order daily. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 till 9. Call 836-5112 for orders to go. The Dairy Bar wishes all the contestants luck in the Washington County Spelling Bee.
Hope Rising, a local ministry, provides care for children rescued from human sex trafficking. As a licensed child placement agency, Hope Rising needs your help. If you feel called to become foster parents, house parents, or respite caregivers, and can provide family structure and the love of Christ to these broken children, fill out the foster parent form online at HopeRisingMinistries.org. Hope Rising provides a high level of training and support. The joy comes when you see a broken and battered girl transform into the woman she was meant to be. That's HopeRisingMinistries.org.
Wish your vehicle would last longer than just the time it takes to pay it off? Preventive maintenance promotes better performance and gas mileage and goes a long way to prolong the life of your vehicle. Head off possible breakdowns that could leave you stranded or parts failures that can cost big money. Call Brenham Tire and Auto at 836-4811 to find out more about preventative maintenance for your vehicle. Brenham Tire and Auto, 605 South Bluebell Road. Remember, if you don't need it, they won't sell it.
When you're sick, you don't want to wait in a long line for your prescription. You just want your medicine so you can start feeling better. That's why since 1953, folks have been having their prescriptions filled at 303 North Park Street in Brenham. From its beginnings as Roy Wheezy Pharmacy to its current name, Kenjura Pharmacy, there's always been a friendly, familiar face behind the counter to take care of you. No long lines, no hassles for 7 decades. Now that's consistency you can trust. That's Kenjura Pharmacy at 303 North Park Street in downtown Brenham.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967. As avid supporters of the youth of Washington County, the owners and staff at Kenjura Tile is proud of all the boys and girls participating in this year's Washington County Spelling Bee. Conjura Tile would like to thank all the teachers and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Brenham Schools.
Have you mixed your pain meds, your sleep meds, your allergy meds? Call the Poison Helpline. Has your child eaten a tube of toothpaste, a chip of paint, a wild mushroom? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you been bitten by a spider, a snake, an insect? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All righty, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show. Last few minutes of today's program. And again, if you have questions, if we piqued your interest about something, or if you just want to come in and let us help you take a look at things through our eyes, which may not be the same vantage point, right, on a lot of different issues, glad to do that for you. Free review. And it is a great thing to do. And now that you're getting statements from your various accounts and all this, it's a good opportunity over the next couple of weeks or so to come in and let us help you be sure you're on the right track and getting every advantage that you possibly can tax-wise and more. And here's the number to do that. Our office phone number, 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903. All right, we're beginning our conversation on investing for income, and Jamie Keyes is going to talk a little bit more about that, and we'll continue on this topic a little bit as we go through the next few days.
Yeah, we can talk some more about all of this, but we're trying to talk about the ways to generate income in your portfolio when you're retired. And the first thing we talked about was treasury bonds, bonds that you purchase from the U.S. Treasury. And it's kind of interesting to me to say that you're buying a bond. The reason for that is when you buy a bond, what are you actually doing?
You're loaning money.
You're loaning money.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so
you become their banker, kind of.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. And so you're actually lending money to whoever the bond institution is. In this case, we're talking about U.S. Treasury bonds. So when you buy a bond, you're actually lending your money to the U.S. government. In return for you lending them your money, they will pay you an interest.
And they're right now around 2.3%.
Around 2.3% for a 10-year U.S. Treasury bond. Well, there are other bonds that you can also invest in should you choose to do that and would like a higher yield. Those would be investment-grade corporate bonds. So instead of lending your money to the U.S. Treasury, who are you lending your money to now?
Corporations.
Now, and when you say investment-grade, what does that mean?
That means that they have a rating going from AAA down to
triple B or C or
the AAA are the highest rated. Mm-hmm. Triple B would be kind of like the lowest rated. And so investment grade bonds, you can see what the rating is for the bond that you're looking at. And investment grade bonds, you do get a little bit higher return or yield on the bond than you do with U.S. Treasuries. The average right now for corporate bonds is somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 to 3.5%, as opposed to the 2.3% on the 10-year U.S. Treasury bonds. So it is a little bit higher.
So these are debt instruments, these bonds, that are issued by some pretty big companies.
Correct.
Corporations in the U.S., that we're talking about right here, if you're talking about domestic bonds, there are foreign ones out there, et cetera. But we're just talking domestic right now in U.S.
Yeah. And so you could get a little bit higher return by investing in investment-grade corporate bonds. Now, if that doesn't make you happy, you can also lend your money to corporations who do not have very good ratings. And those are called junk bonds. And the reason they're called junk bonds is because
The risk factor.
The risk factor is much higher. And there can be any number of reasons why the corporation may, their bonds may not have a good rating. And there are a lot of factors that go into that. But nevertheless, they're considered and they're called junk bonds. But the average yield on junk bonds right now is somewhere in the neighborhood of 6%.
A heck of a difference between 3.5 and 6.
And why do you get a higher rate of return or yield on those bonds than you do on investment grade bonds?
Because you're taking a greater risk that they're not going to be able to make those payments.
That's correct. Or that they might default on the bond and you might not get your money back.
Yep.
And so we've talked in the past about risk-reward ratio. The higher the risk, the more expectation that you should have higher returns. And so that's the junk bonds are a good example of that. Now, I've talked in the past about the fact that I consider bonds to be a little bit more complicated. There are a lot of terms when it comes to bonds that you may not be familiar with. Coupon rate, yield, yield to maturity, maturity, are they insured? There are a lot of things of terminology that goes into bonds. And so if you're going to invest in bonds, you really need to understand that.
Yeah, I think really bonds are more complicated to understand than stocks are. I really do.
Yeah, because
it's not nearly as straightforward on most.
Even when you use the word government bond, there's okay, which government?
Which government? That's
correct. Is it the county? Is it the state? Is it the toll road authority? Is it the all kinds of different government entities can issue bonds?
Yeah, and when it comes to government bonds, there are revenue bonds.
General obligation bonds.
You know, and so, yeah, there are a lot of factors that go into bonds. And so, yeah, the terminology can get pretty complicated at times.
And the risk factor, too. Do you want to buy, a while back, the city of Detroit bonds? Or do you want to buy Brenham bonds or Houston bonds or all kinds? It's a whole can of worms.
Well, you know, in the past couple of years, we talked about the European community.
Oh, yeah.
And when it came to, you know, was Greece was going to issue bonds, you know, and they couldn't afford to pay did you want to buy their bonds? But anyway, we'll talk more about ways to generate income. And we've just scratched the surface here and talked a little bit about bonds.
So we're going to continue on this topic on the next program. And in the meantime, if you're trying to do something, change things around, create some income, come in for that free review and scope it out. 979-836-2903.
See you here Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in the show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.